Sybil.
Another chilly good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Woo, J. Anthony Brown.
Woo, watch out there in that time, Joyner. I am freezing my...
Excuse me?
I do have a line of nuts. I do. I really do. It's not just saying it, just to be saying it.
You have a line of... He does have a line of... mofo nuts. Mofo...
Please, try my nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not being... I'm not. I would never do that.
No,
right.
Sam. He really...
Right.
He really does have a line.
Right.
Salted and unsalted. Hot and mild, I mean.
Yeah.
How's your voice get all high? Like you're squeezing it or something.
And they're very small.
Thank you, David.
They're very small. That's from Super Dave.
Thank you, David.
That's Super Dave, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it is cold. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, really? It's cold? Yeah.
No, not in L.A. No, it's just jacket weather. We just need jacket weather. Yeah. Oh. We need a jacket. Not like Dallas.
Says here Dallas is 28 degrees?
Mm-hmm, thereabouts, yeah.
Wow. What? I'm in Miami.
And?
Hey, it's like 75, moon is out.
Like right now?
Yeah, right now. Man, I slept with the door open.
You can take it out, but you can't take it out, huh, Simba?
Nice breeze. Nice breeze. Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm ever coming back to Dallas.
Ever? Oh, you got to go.
Ever.
Oh, Dallas.
I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back to vote. I'm gonna come back to vote.
You're going back to vote?
I'm gonna come back on the 1st and 15th, you know, sign checks, and that's gonna be about it.
That'll be it.
Why? Things are nice here and things were really nice.
Things are nice
here in Miami.
Wherever you go, Tom Joyner.
Yeah. You make it nice.
It is. Yeah, I got a nice radio station here. I'm here. I'm in Miami. I'm in Miami. Yeah.
That's where Pitbull is, huh?
You know,
that's his area, isn't it?
I'm in the 305.
Okay,
let's see what we're going to start off with today. Sybil, the singer Bono is having a string of bad luck. First of all, his private airplane luggage door flew open while in flight, and his luggage flew out.
They lost all. This is of the group U2, and Bono and the
Bono.
Guys are getting ready to, you know, they were preparing for some things.
So and his luggage door is separate from his
cabin?
Cabin, right.
Yeah, it's separate.
And so, during flight last week,
the door just flew open. And all of Bono's luggage.
If you see some Somalian pirates with glasses on.
And some U2 t-shirts.
And some U2 t-shirts.
Some really nice wraparound glasses.
Yeah, very nice.
Man, those glasses
are very expensive,
man. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in the, like, thousands of dollars, man.
And then his bad luck didn't stop there.
He didn't stop there.
In New York. He's supposed to be performing on...
They were going to be the house band this week, I think, for Jimmy Fallon.
So he's exercising, he's riding his bike and
getting in shape
in Central Park, fell off the bike, broke his arm.
Got to have surgery.
Take off them glasses. That's what he did. Those glasses are cool when you're on stage, Sybil.
But you ride in Central Park and you fall off the bike.
You don't need rose-colored glasses on when you ride.
Okay.
Take the glasses off, man.
Well, he says
broke his arm. He had to cancel performances. Take the glasses off. There comes a time in a certain age you just can't ride a bicycle with them glasses on.
Well, he says he suffers from glaucoma, and that's why he wears the glasses.
Then don't ride a bike.
Yeah.
Well, you got to find some other form of exercise, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Walk.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't hate on the glasses. Don't hate on the glasses.
Yeah, I wear glasses. Yes, I do. I did one time have some prescription made. Like, I was going to be cool, and they were real. I said, make them dark.
Oh, yeah.
When you run into a couple things, can you lighten these up for me?
I remember those glasses. You look like
I couldn't see.
Like Fred Sanford's daddy, blind Mella Jelly. Remember that episode? Yeah, I remember those glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Our girl, Sherry Shepherd.
Oh, my God.
Beefing with Kenya Moore, your girl player.
No, that's your...
I love both of these ladies. Yeah. I really do.
I know
like
you
both
do,
of them.
But.
I've worked with Kenya Moore.
You've worked with Kenya.
And you know I love these from Sherry Shepherd.
We all love Sherry Shepherd.
But this, Sybil, did you see it?
I watched What Happens Live Sunday night.
Okay, well, now explain it to me, sir.
Well, you know, Kenya has attitude, much attitude, and she has a real, real bad thing about how people announce her, whether she's Miss America or Miss USA. Uh-huh. You know, that went all the way back to the beginning of her being on the Atlanta Housewives with Portia.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, Sherry mistakenly, or not, I'm not sure, but I think I like to think that it was a mistake on Sherry's part, first referring to her as Kendra. And that was by mistake, and she corrected her.
That was by mistake,
too. I really do believe it.
That was not a mistake, Sybil. That was not a mistake.
Okay.
That was not a mistake. She's watched this show for years.
And she knows where to get Kenya started.
She knows her name, Sybil.
She knows her name.
I like to think that it was just an innocent mistake.
I would like to think so, too.
I would like to think
so. But I love Sherry.
Okay, I'm going to say that it was. You all say whatever else.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it was an innocent
mistake. She made a mistake.
Calling her Kendra. And then other people were calling in and texting in questions about Kenya and her attitude and how, you know, getting along with people. And Sherry was giving her some good advice. You know, you have to work with these people. You'll find one day that you're all alone and you want to know that your friends are there with you. And then she said, Kenya. And so
she said it
again. The second time was
you can step down.
Was for effect.
The second time, okay.
And Kenya got an attitude. But I really think that Sherry was, you know, trying to help her and to really say, look.
I think it started out. It's weird how Sybil and I would watch the same thing. I saw it. And it looked like Sherry was looking for a fight. Yeah, I love both of them, Sybil.
She called her girl Kendra twice.
Twice. Her name is Kenya. She said Kendra.
Jay.
Was it funny the first time she said it?
Trust me. Anybody named Kenya, you call him Kendra.
And that will set any Kenya off.
Kenya in your life?
Having a Kenya
That's
in
right.
My
you
life.
Sure do, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I disagree. But as one who has her name butchered on a daily basis, and I mean, I've never heard so many different
Sylvia.
Ways to...
Sylvia. Come on now, Sylvia.
Sylvia. not Sylvia. Sylvia. We heard that so much on the road.
Sybil, over here. Like it's more than one Sybils.
Yeah, Sybils. You get that?
I get that. And somebody's saying that it was a caller. It was a caller. A caller did call her Kendra. But it was Sherry initially that called her Kendra. And I get my name just massacred every day. So, but you can't let that get you all upset.
But it's
upset.
Kenya, though. Kenya, you got to get Kenya's name right.
Right, yeah.
Sybil's name is... You can mess up a Sybil.
You can mess up a Sybil. Yeah, but you find somebody named Kenya, and you mispronounce Kenya's name.
And the derivative, I really don't like to be called Sib. But
no, you don't like me, come.
But people.
Well, try big guy. You can have that if you want.
Big fella.
Big fella.
Yeah.
Old dude, you want any? You want old dude?
No.
I'll take Sib for any of these.
You don't look as bad as you are. How about this? You want that? You can have that.
Well, tell that to Kendra.